when it comes to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Tell what the people say. Make a miracle. Keep up the lyrical. Black is back. All in. We're going to win. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all. Come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
On the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons of playing inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has a soap for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see you real later.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Facing Tuesday. It is October 2nd, 2018, and Mike Santori is most likely asleep. So we'll hold the show up for as long as possible, and if not, we'll end the show early. But tonight, we are going to celebrate, maybe, the storied career and tribute to the Lord of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, because they and he are not dead. And we here at Facing Tuesday to celebrate artists who are alive and celebrate them before they are dead. So I am Hollywood Tony P. The chat thread is open. Please join us. But first, there's big news of the day. From the outer reaches of the universe, in a land so far away, on a planet called Amazonia, in the galaxy of Amazon Prime, Lord Bezos today made a proclamation for all the workers in his box mines. The slaves are now being paid more money. Lord Bezos was meant to say, as he took away their stock options from Amazon Prime. This is Hollywood Tony P. All hail, Lord Bezos. Amazonians are getting some more money, but Lord Bezos makes 190 million space bucks a day there in Amazon Prime, Amazonia, in the box mines. And we pray for all those who risk their life daily in the struggle to appease Lord Bezos and his wealth-driven brigade of money and power. Also news from Amazon Prime, the robots and are now working. So look out for that. And this comes from an insider who shall be remained nameless, who brought us this information from deep in the box mines. What else is new today? Well, as I said before, we are celebrating Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath. Now, I like Ozzy Osbourne. I like Black Sabbath. I like the show, The Osbournes, because it was good. It was funny. It was very interesting. And I was the first one who ever thought that Kelly Osbourne was kind of cute when she was a little chunk. And now everybody thinks she's kind of cute, but I was first. I don't know what I thought. I thought maybe one day, maybe I'd run into Kelly Osbourne and she'd take me home to meet Ozzy, and Ozzy'd be like, "What's all this? And who are you? What you doing?" And then I'd be like, "Oh, okay, Ozzy." And then I'd meet Sharon, and she'd be like, "Oh, what the cock? This is so lovely to see you again. Oh my God, I love you." And it'd be a wonderful, family meeting. Jack would be over in the corner, snorting coke, shooting heroin. Kelly would be stuffing her face with egg clairs and moon pies. And then there's Ozzy.
"Oh, Ozzy, you sound wonderful. I love you so much. I get so good."
What a day it would have been. What a night. And apparently, still no Santori. So, let's play a little Black Sabbath. And maybe Mike Santori will appear. And if not, we may end the show early. But we do have a lot of stuff to cover. And we will cover it because you are listening to Facing Tuesday. And let's see, which one should I play? Which one should I play? It doesn't really matter, but I'm going to play this one anyway. So Ozzy Osbourne is still alive. His music is still kicking. And Mama, coming home. That's not the song. That's just the stupid line. Here we go. Black. Yeah. Black Sabbath, Flying High, Ozzy Osbourne. I like that song. That's a really good song, and we wanted to play it because it's Ozzy Osbourne Day, and Mike Santori's phone is dead, or he's asleep, but that's okay, because we can continue on our adventure. And calling in on the line, caller, who's this?
This is... Hello.
Hello, you're alone on the air with me. And me alone.
Where's Santori?
I don't know, he's asleep. So there you go. Quite the
you
short
know what?
Show we'll have.
Yeah, so I came back from DoorDash, and that was an adventure. So I come home, and I hear... like whining cat cries. I'm like, what the heck? So I'm looking around. I'm like, it was Bandit. I'm like, where is he? Do you know this cat was stuck behind my couch? He somehow fell in between the couch and the wall. I don't know how he did it because I had to pull the couch away to get him out because his head was blocking it. Like, my cat locks, the other one locks herself in the freaking cat carrier in my closet. The other one get stuck behind the couch. Like, what is wrong with these cats?
I don't know, but it's very... I don't know how he would get stuck there either. That's very, very...
And yeah, because I tried to pull him out, and his head was, like... I tried to, like, pull the couch in order to get his head out. I mean, his body I could see, but, like, he was fully under. Like, he was just... Like, I was like, well, where are you? It took me a while to find him, because I heard him, and I didn't see him anywhere.
So today is National Custodial Workers Day, so Custodial Recognition Day, so thank you for plunging our shit. And of course, National Name Your Car Day. Jolene, does your car have a name?
My car is Little Red Car. So no,
did you ever name your car?
No, she's my Little Red Car, that's what I call her. I don't
know.
But I
mean, have you ever had a car that you've named?
No.
You've never had a car.
No, I've never named.
Well,
you've got
to name your car. It's bad luck to not name your car.
It's, well, my car is the Little Red Car. That's a name. Little Red Car.
LRC. Do you like Ozzy Osbourne? Do you like Black Sabbath?
Yeah, I've actually saw them when I went to Ozfest many, many moons ago.
Oh, you went to Ozfest?
I did.
That's pretty cool.
It wasn't
cool.
My type of music, and, but I went.
Of course, you go to concerts that you don't need to like the
well,
music.
I went for
and
the experience.
Before the end of we're only going to do a short show, but before the end of the show, I'm going to play Mike Santori singing War Pigs from Black Sabbath, and it's a great song that he did at karaoke the last time he was in Colorado, so you guys gotta stay tuned for that. Let's try this with you, Jolene.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune!
I know you don't like
approve.
It. But I think
it's not
that
I don't like it.
I'm just not
good at it.
All right. I say don't pick number one. Don't pick number two. Maybe number three. Maybe number four. And maybe number six. I think number six you might get. Number three you might get. Maybe not. But so I don't know about four. Maybe four. I don't know. Number six. All right. So for everybody in the chat, there's Ball Licker number one, Your Mama's an Ass Kisser, Dyke 316. They're all in the chat. So
they'll probably
if you guys
still
want
be
to
better
guess,
than me.
Yes, all those people, the millions of listeners out there. Here we go. Warning, 3 viruses detected. Interesting. Here we go. Name that tune.
I'm going to need more than that. I am not Meg Santori.
Sunshine.
No idea.
What do you mean you have no idea?
I don't know it. Was that
it's
nice
the name of
style
it.
Of music. I still don't know this song.
We listened to this forever. Here we go.
Hold on. Maybe
Sunshine.
I'll know the words.
On my shoulders
oh.
Makes me happy.
I do know
the
song.
Oh, you did. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water. So lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. All right,
for a point, name the singer.
I have no idea.
Come on.
I don't know. I don't. I'm horrible at this game. Unless it's something I.
His name
like,
is John Denver.
Oh my God. No wonder why you thought I would know that. But then again, every time like we're listening to that, like I never remember that name. I don't know why. I live in Denver, John Denver. You always say that, and I always slip my mind.
I always say that though. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I always do say that.
You're like, where do we live? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I still don't know the name of it, even with that huge hint.
You're breaking up, Jolene.
I'm okay. I'm not doing anything but holding. I'm not even on speakerphone.
Oh, well, your phone is breaking up. Maybe it's just Blog Talk Radio. All right, so let's see. We're talking Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne. Did you used to watch the Osbournes?
Yes, I love that show. He cracked me up.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched that too. I watched it all the time. It was a good show.
Oh, Ozzy, you are so lovely. I love you, Ozzy.
It's such a great show, and you know,
it was on
such
for a while. How long was that on for?
A long time, I guess.
For a few years? A couple years, right? At least.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I remember
but
watching it.
Here's
That's
a Black Sabbath song. Here's an Ozzy Osbourne song. And I don't know. Okay, so it's breaking up too, so I think we should just end the show because all I'm hearing is breaking up is hard to do. So I guess I don't know. I guess it's Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if it was the song itself, but I guess.
Well, did you talk to Sansevieri at all today yet?
Yeah, I talked to him. I called him. Nope, nothing. The Mahatma Gandhi was born today. Mahatma. Mahatma Gandhi. was born today. And funny enough, today was the last day that he actually ate something for the rest of his life. Groucho Marx was born today. Coco the Clown. Who else?
Coco the Clown.
Sting! Oh, we should have done some Sting songs. Sting was born today. Do you like Sting?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. So now we did famous birthdays. We did what day is it?
So I want to tell you a little story of something that doesn't normally happen to people or to in general. So I was driving the DoorDash and, you know, whatever, it was going fine. So I was driving through Denver, you know, the roads. There's major traffic. People, especially that time, people are always in a lane trying to make a turn, and it backs up that lane. So people get impatient and they decide to just go in the other lane. Well, I was driving in the other lane because I saw that one was blocked off. So I planned ahead and I went on the other lane. I'm going. And as I'm going, hurry or rush just decides to just get out of that lane and go into my lane. Barely, like, so close to just hitting me and beeps at me for whatever reason. So I'm like, what the hell are you beeping? Like I said to myself out loud, what are you beeping at me for? I was going the right way. So whatever. I'm a little angry at this point. I'm like, what the hell? Like, it's just whatever. So we're driving down. She winds up being a girl. She winds up getting into the back into the lane that she was originally in. So I'm driving, and she starts passing, right? And I hear like, loud yelling. And I'm like, but – so I totally – like, you would totally expect to be like, oh, somebody yelling. But you know what she was actually saying? I am so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. I was like, wow. That really doesn't happen. And my anger at that point just went away because I'm like, that doesn't happen. Like, people most times, like I said, she initially honked at me. I don't know why, but she recognized that it was her fault. She didn't need to do it, and she actually apologized for screaming in her car at me. That's, like, a new thing. Like, has that ever happened to you?
No, it hasn't. Nobody ever apologizes.
And it was funny because I went to this other pizza joint. It was actually Garlic Knots. I would like to kind of go there one day. They have pretty cheap, well, pretty reasonably priced and New York style pizza. Anyway, so I was there early. So I told the guy the story, and I was like, and he's like, oh, he's like, and he was like, you know what? That's what this more of this world needs is taking acknowledgement, like taking, I messed up and I'm sorry. Because, like, I swear, because I told him the story, and he, as soon as I said, and, like, she was yelling, so sorry, and he's like, yeah. And then I was like, I was immediately not mad anymore. But it was the accountability of her actions. And he was right. He's like, that's what this world needs more of, because people would be so damn angry, because they'd be like, it was immediately gone. And then I was just trying to, she was stuck in the yellow lane. It was a little awkward after that. But I just had to acknowledge that person for not being a douchebag and for actually apologizing. She didn't have to do that. She could have, most people just keep on driving or they yell at you. Like, I've never been yelled at in a car like that, but it was nice. First time somebody yelled at me, it was for a positive reason. Saying more people should be that way. Because it was pretty cool, even though she almost hit me. Besides the point.
But it's okay, because she acknowledged her mistake.
Yeah.
Today in history,
that meant something.
Rock Hudson died of AIDS in 1985. Rock Hudson died of AIDS. All right. So I think we're going to end now because the phone and your audio is breaking up. The songs are breaking up and, you know, Santori's not here.
The host of the show isn't here.
It's okay. We got everything. We even got to name that tune for you. So there you go. And Ozzy Osbourne, tribute to him. And as we end the show, we're going to hear Mike Santori's rendition of War Pigs, if we can, and then we'll end there. And Jolene, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
And if you guys want to talk to us next week, hopefully Santori will be here. We'll be on Tuesday. Don't forget Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio. Friday, Ranky Very Much. Saturday, Joe Bates, or no, Saturday, Renegades, and Sunday, The Greatest Talk Show, the greatest show ever, hosted by the greatest guy ever, me, Hollywood. They call me it at work in the box mines of Amazon Prime. Lord Bezos, all hail to him on planet Amazon Prime. Thank you guys for joining us. Here is Mike Santori singing War Pigs, and we'll see you next time on Facing Tuesday. This was the short edition, but way to go, Ozzy. Keep
really
on trucking. I know, next week it's ZZ Top, but we might play Ozzy too. We'll see you guys next time on Facing Tuesday on the World Generation Podcast Network.
I love gathering them myself. The sacrifices of my hands. Evil minds of destruction. Not the rule of destruction. And I feel the fire burning. As the world is taking time. To make time, frozen in the frame of time. Oh, Lord,
of the World Generation Podcast Network.
To see Mike Santori singing War Pigs in its entirety, go to Santori Unplugged on Facebook. That's Santori Unplugged on Facebook, or the World Generation Podcast on Facebook, and watch the video there. All hail Lord.
Number five is alive.